Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Holiday creep. People have been complaining about it for decades. Christmas lights appearing in September, chocolate Easter eggs on sale in January. But have you ever heard of halfway to Halloween? Well, that's what they're calling a new series of films streaming on Shudder in April, marking 6 months since the last spooky holiday. Is that holiday creep or what? I haven't seen them yet, but some of these look really good, like the Irish folk horror Frewaka and Shadow of God, a Vatican exorcism thriller described as a cataclysm of biblical proportions. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies, two dramedies, and one found footage compilation. There are big egos on a remote island, big crime on the streets of Oakland, and a Great Dane in a tiny New York apartment. The Ballad of Wallace Island, directed by James Griffiths. Herb Maguire, played by Tom Basden, is an irritable English musician who has fallen on hard times. He once was half of Maguire Mortimer, a folk rock duo that dominated the charts of the early 2010s. But they broke up when Maguire went solo, dumping his partner and lover. While still a name, he has lost any credibility he once had. So he agrees to do a private concert before a small crowd on a remote island for £500,000. He's greeted on the stony beach by an enthusiastic ginger-bearded fellow named Charles Heath, played by Tim Key. Charles likes bad jokes, bulky sweaters, and Maguire Mortimer. He's a super fan and talks non-stop. Maguire wishes he'll just shut up and leave him alone in his hotel room before the concert, but what he doesn't know is there is no hotel, just Charles's rustic stone cottage. The small audience he mentioned will actually be just Charles, and it's not a solo performance, but a double bill. You see, Nell Mortimer, played by Carey Mulligan, his former partner, is on her way from Oregon, and the two haven't seen each other in more than a decade. Will Maguire and Mortimer get back together again? Will the two fall in love again? Or is Maguire taking the next boat back to the mainland? Where did Charles get all his money? The Ballad of Wallace Island is a poignant musical comedy about the big plans of an ordinary fan. It's done in a faux retro feel, as if the group split up 50 years ago, not 10. Somehow, all of Maguire Mortimer's music was released on vintage vinyl, with all their concerts recorded on VHS. And they really do sing. Tom Basden is an actual musician, and Carey Mulligan has a lovely voice. You can hear their songs throughout the film. Basden wrote the screenplay with the comedic Tom Key, and they are a hilarious odd couple, but it's the tender humor of the story that leaves you feeling warm and fuzzy inside. I really like this movie. Freaky Tales, written and directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. It's 1987 in Oakland, California, and trouble is brewing. A gang of neo-Nazi skinheads is terrorizing punks, played by Jack Champion and Ji Young Yu, by raiding their home base, 924 Gilman, to ruin a concert and smash up some heads. A debt collector, played by Pablo Pascal, is sent on his last job to extort some money from a clandestine poker player. A corrupt kingpin, played by Ben Mendelsohn, is sponsoring a criminal raid on the home of a celebrated basketball player named Sleepy Floyd, played by Jay Ellis, to steal his Asian artifacts. And Danger Zone, played by Normani Normani and Dominique Thorne, a pair of wannabe rappers who work at an ice cream parlor, find themselves in a rap battle against a noted misogynist. All these events are happening simultaneously to people leaving the celebrated Grand Lake Cinema after a show. But who will triumph at these battle royale? The good guys or the Nazis? Freaky Tales is an entertaining slice of nostalgia from the 1980s told in the form of four vaguely linked chapters. Apparently, they're based on events that actually happened in Oakland in the 1980s. I love the look of this movie. It's littered with 80s color combos like pale green with lavender, and it literally plunders images from old films like The Warriors and David Cronenberg's Scanners. Soundtrack is terrific, featuring hardcore, metal, and hip-hop all in one movie, and it's got big stars like Pedro Pascal, Ben Mendelsohn, even a cameo by Tom Hanks. What's missing, though, is a real story, not just a hodgepodge of battles, fights, and massacres. I get it, it's a tribute to an era and the city of Oakland, but where are the surprises, twists? Where's the experimentation? Not here. Like I said, I enjoyed watching it, but there's very little going on beneath its comic book surface. The Friend, written and directed by Scott McGeehy and David Siegel. Iris, played by Naomi Watts, is a writer and editor who lives in a sunny rent-controlled apartment in New York City. She teaches creative writing at a local college, but isn't doing much writing herself. Instead, she's editing the work of her best friend, Walter, played by Bill Murray, her mentor, one-time professor, and even once a lover. Problem is, Walter's dead. And besides his unfinished manuscripts, he also left behind three former wives and an adult daughter, Val, played by Sarah Pidgeon, who he barely knew. Iris is dealing with writer's block and pressure from Walter's publisher to finish editing his work. Dead Walter is much hotter than a living Walter, they tell her. Most of all, she's coping with her unexpressed mourning over Walter's unexpected death. And then suddenly she finds herself in charge of Apollo, an enormous and stately Great Dane. For some reason, Walter decided that Iris, not any of his three widows, would be the one best suited to handle his other best friend, his pet. But Iris doesn't like animals and doesn't know how to treat them or train them. And it's not like Walter left her any instructions. Apollo is petulant and bossy, pushing her out of her bed and lording it over her all across her home. He won't eat his food. He won't drink his water. Iris is at loose ends. But gradually, she adjusts, and just as she's learning how to coexist with the dog, she faces a bigger dilemma. Of course, it would be devastating to the dog to be torn away from his home yet again, but to discreetly keep a Great Dane in a pet-free, rent-controlled apartment is insane and grounds for eviction. Is there any way she can save both the dog and the apartment? And will Iris and Apollo ever come to terms with Walter's passing? The Friend is a touching comedy about friendship, loss, and mourning. For Iris, the friend of the title is both Walter and Apollo. It's based on a novel by Sigrid Nunez, and it's told using a literary narrative voice. So we listen to Lily, the writer's voice, as she deconstructs and rewrites part of the story we're watching, even as they happen, with input from the dead writer, Walter. Sounds stuffy and academic, right? But although it exists in a world of writing and publishing, this film is funny, sad, and deeply moving. And the monumental Great Dane is presented with amazing dignity. Apollo is never comical, nor does he talk, but he manages to convey emotions as deep as any of the human characters. This is a very touching film. The Ballad of Wallace Island, Freaky Tales, and The Friend all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.